Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. What if a preacher or priest makes a prediction which fails? Celtic leaders through the years have made numerous prophecies which were false. One group predicted that Jesus would return to earth and establish his kingdom in 1914. The tragic fact is that one group after another for 150 years has tried to set a date for our Lord's return to claim his own. They have all been wrong. What do we know about the men and women who make predictions which fail? Will you please listen to God's revelation through Moses? If you say in your heart, "How shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken?" When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Deuteronomy 18, 21 and 22. In other words, if the prophecy comes from God Almighty, it cannot fail. John 10, 35. If the prophecy fails, it did not come from God. When prophets speak from their own hearts, whatever the message they deliver, we ought not to listen to them. Incidentally, the prophet's message does not have to pertain to the future. If what he says contradicts the truth God has revealed in the Scriptures, you know he is a false prophet. For example, if a preacher or prophet tells you that Jesus Christ has not come in the flesh, you know he cannot be speaking for God. The Apostle John wrote, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit which confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard that it should come into the world." 1 John 4, 1 through 3. No one can deny the truth of Scripture and be a true preacher of the gospel. All who deny the gospel are false prophets, regardless of their sincerity or commitment. In modern times, we not only have various preachers and theologians who have made false predictions, but there are also a great number of psychics, astrologers, soothsayers, crystal ball gazers, and similar occult leaders and deceivers who are making predictions. Gene Dixon has made many prophecies which never came to pass. For example, she predicted that Jackie Kennedy would never marry Aristotle Onassis, the Greek shipping magnate. She married him the day after the prediction was published. Some of the psychics have foretold natural disasters which have never happened. Dr. D. James Kennedy's new book, "The Gates of Hell Shall Not Prevail," "The Attack on Christianity and What You Need to Know to Combat It," mentions that psychics had predicted a devastating earthquake in Florida in 1994. They also said that Whoopi Goldberg would cease acting and join a convent. Dr. Kennedy quotes from an article in the Washington Times by Gene Emery, who tabulates the correct prophecies of the American psychics. The prophets got one right prophecy of 100. One of 100. Page 18. My 15-month-old grandson could not do any worse than that. The only way a prophet can always get his predictions right is by speaking by the inspiration of God's Holy Spirit. The Old Testament prophets made hundreds of prophecies. Not one has been shown to be false. We know Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Amos, and the other Old Testament prophets were speaking for God. Their prophecies did not and could not fail. They were not speaking out of their own hearts, but by the very breath of God Almighty. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21. Thank you for